The following program is intended for mature audiences. It may contain profanity, adult situations, and spoilers. This is the Jinx Podcast.
Diabolical. Diabolical. Diabolical.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Jim Cunningham. This is Kevin Crowley.
Yeah.
We also have Scott Crawley.
Hello.
So what we're going to do is talk about the first episode. But first, Kevin, what makes you an expert to talk about crime and murder?
I watch television. I pay for it. I think I'm entitled to an opinion.
Perfect.
It's really all it comes down to.
Now, I was thinking, I've seen every episode of Law & Order SVU, Dateline, the first three police academies.
That's legit.
And Scott, what is your criminal background?
Well, I've been arrested a couple times, so I understand that aspect of it.
You did not mention this in the hiring process?
No.
All right, so I guess let's get into this.
In this corner is where the torso was at.
Right here?
Right here. This is probably the one time I can honestly say that I've actually reached down somebody's throat. Because in order to get the torso out, I had to take my hand down the throat and put my fingers around the breastbone and then pull him up out of the water.
Is that with your hand?
Yeah. How else am I going to get him out?
It's a good point.
That is a good question.
How would you do it?
Probably by the ears or by the cheeks.
Yeah, they have
but
no head.
It's headless.
Oh, it's a torso. Oh, Jesus.
It's a good start.
There goes that. Probably by the... Wow, that's a tough one.
How about a fishing net?
I was thinking a fishing net, mental hospital net, the butterfly net. Maybe take my shoe and sock off and kind of splash it with my toes till it kind of goes to the shore.
Like when a ball drops in the pool and you don't want to hop in and you have to like kick the water.
Yeah, or there's a bug in the pool and you're like, ah!
I'd probably just quit my job, though. I mean, I think if I had to fish a torso out of the water, I think I would reconsider my career.
So I knew... it was going to be interesting. I had no idea of what I was fixing to step into.
All right, so this is Cody Cazales, the detective.
So far,
him already.
Yeah, so far the coolest guy yet.
Well, him and the torso guy, I think so.
Between him and the torso guy? Yeah, yeah. I mean, that mustache.
Are you sure?
It's an amazing head of hair he's got. And the mustache. I mean, come on.
So I was thinking... if we were to cast the Lifetime movie, the reenactment of Robert Durst, we should talk about what actor or actress would play each character. So we should start with this guy, Detective Cody Cazales.
Is it Lifetime or is it like Sci-Fi Network, or can we get some big names?
No, big names. Anybody.
I just like
calling things a Lifetime movie.
Because
my life is a Lifetime movie.
I'm gonna say Jeff Bridges.
That's exactly who I had. You looked at my notes.
I did.
You're a dick.
Fine, Bo Bridges. If it's Lifetime, we can bring in Bo, you know, help him out a little bit.
I actually have Bo Bridges written down for someone later on. So.
Really?
He's a wife?
Yeah.
He's a hot commodity these days. It's the year Bo.
Yeah, he's definitely going to make a comeback. Anyway.
Do we have anybody else? I was thinking Will Ferrell in heavy makeup. Maybe.
Hmm. I was thinking either Ron White or William Forsythe.
William Forsythe.
Just look at the picture of him.
I could totally see William Forsythe.
I'm not going to pretend to know who William Forsythe is like Kevin is right now. So. Yeah.
He was Flat Top in Dick Tracy. Come on, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm going back.
Oh, now I see it. He looks just like Flat Top.
Nonetheless, but Lifetime, you know, you kind of... You scrape the barrel. I mean, sometimes they pull out some big people.
Yeah, no, we could have big names for sure. I didn't know you were going to look that deep into it.
He said it was rented by a little old lady named Dorothy Siner.
I love the way this guy talks.
Even
who was
Siner.
Who was a mute female.
Seems convenient.
I think that was the name of my band in college, the Mute Female. Or our one fan, the Mute Female.
Yeah, I know her. Very well.
Yeah, every girl in bed. Mm. Yeah, female.
Hey.
So now we're going to hear about Klaus Dillman.
Mr. Dillman, did I understand you to say that you...
Who is the landlord.
...with Mrs. Siner as lieutenant?
Very much so.
One, you didn't see her very much. And that's one good criteria of a tenant, as you say.
Yes, that's what I would consider a good criteria.
This guy is very German.
You like, think it's German? I think it's... I don't know what it is.
But this guy is total, like, witness protection program. Like, he's hiding from the KGB as, like, a poison umbrella tip.
Interesting.
They're being chased. I'm just throwing it out there. It may come back to it. This is only episode one. We don't know.
I was thinking maybe Bruno, the LEG character.
Very much so.
Now we get a picture of that hand. That's
it's in pretty good shape, actually.
What?
The body was in pretty, I mean, considering it's a torso, it's all chopped up.
Did you think Mrs. Steiner was attractive?
If you're asking me, was it in general terms speaking an attractive woman? I would say it looked like a middle-aged woman with a flat bust. Wouldn't be my type.
Wouldn't be my type.
At least
you
he's
know, he's
honest.
Smoking a cigarette while he's doing
that
the interview.
That is Bruno. Did you see the movie Bruno?
I did. I was actually an extra in it.
Yeah. Unpaid.
I play the butt plug.
Did you see Bruno?
I have.
It's good?
It's excellent.
Nice. I haven't seen it. I started to watch it and I fell asleep. Weird movie to fall asleep to, like blasting on your TV.
In fact, it was kind of described as a real ugly deaf mute woman.
At this point, I thought she was also one of the victims, and I was like, "Oh my god!"
Or she was
her family watching this. And it's like she was real ugly.
She was
like,
the murderer.
Flat.
It was. I mean, Dorothy Sider did it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't. They didn't say that yet. They didn't get to this. Allegedly did it, by the way. So this guy who tells the story about how ugly this possible victim is. We didn't say what actor he looks like.
It's Wilford Brimley.
I mean,
that's pretty
good.
Yeah, of course he is. He's got diabetes.
Diabetes.
Yeah, diabetes testing materials.
I was thinking Nick Offerman.
Oh.
That's funny.
It's a good one.
That would be good.
I'm still leaning towards Wilford Brimley.
Okay.
I was thinking the uncle from Teen Wolf that Michael J. Fox lives with. Remember him?
Yeah.
He was also in Teen Wolf 2. The greatest.
Go figure.
The greatest piece of cinematic, whatever.
Teen Wolf 2, The Search for Curly's Gold.
Yeah.
And, okay.
Teen Wolf 2 is amazing if you haven't seen it. Justin Bateman, where he's Michael J. Fox's character, Scott Howard's cousin. And he goes to college and he finds out he's a Teen Wolf. And he
can wrestle.
And he boxes.
It's like one of those sequels that I saw before the original, so I just assumed it was good. The Caddyshack, I saw Caddyshack 2 and I was like, is this okay?
Yeah, I can't see these. But this guy's in it, and the fat guy from Pee Wee Herman. Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah.
Francis, Chubbs. They're the only two guys to make it to the sequel. All right, let's move on.
Every piece of trash was taken out.
They pull everything out of there. Did you know they did that? And label everything in your apartment? Every little piece of paper?
I did.
What would they find in your apartment?
Just dirt, just like vacuum refuse, which is terrible. And
sounds like a nice place. What are you doing for Valentine's
Coffee
Day tomorrow?
Filters, Guinness bottles, crusty socks, nothing good.
Crusty socks.
Yeah, evidence, as I call it.
Jars of urine.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Nine cats. Yeah, towers of newspapers.
Yes, just cats.
Scott. Anything you want to add that would be in your apartment?
The jars of urine, that's about it.
Jars of urine?
Yeah. Just trying to throw that in.
What is the most embarrassing thing in your apartment or house right now? I have a collection of interracial puppets that might be taken out of context if somebody, you know, police started hauling them out of my house and labeling them.
That would be awful.
Are you going to will that?
I also have a full body, like, gorilla costume I haven't used, but, like, the head is just up on my desk.
I don't know. It's, like, the most embarrassing song you have on your iPod, you know? It's, like, what would you, if you're, like...
Mine is any of the songs we recorded together.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I got really nervous because I was listening to Spotify the other day, and I didn't realize that my Facebook was attached to it, and I'm wondering if people who are following me have seen how many times I listened to a particular New Kids on the Block song.
Right.
Or
like Phantom of the Opera.
Is it Hangin' Tough or the other one?
The other one. There's
right
tons
stuff.
Of them. Cover Girl, I'll Be Loving You Forever,
mm-hmm.
Please Don't Go Girl, Step by Step.
That's true.
I like
those are good.
Yeah, that was a great time for music.
You're gonna bleep out my name on this, right?
Yeah,
I just gotta come back to you.
I don't like when you ever have people over and you have music playing on your like iTunes and you have it on shuffle, and every time a song comes to the end, you kind of have a small like panic attack because you have no idea what's about to come on next.
I'm glad I'm not the only.
Like Kermit the Frog, Rainbow Connection.
That's good.
It's just phenomenal. Or like, let me see, like. Les Mis soundtrack.
Annie like, Lennox, No More I Love You.
Yes.
It's a great song. Phenomenal song.
There are monsters outside.
Wow. That's good.
Lo and behold, my pager goes off. And I'm like, and I recognize that number, but I haven't, in my mind, I didn't connect the dots yet. And then they had put in 911, and I'm thinking,
if I turn this upside down, will it say a naughty word on my pager?
Are you the wife of Robert Durst?
Yes.
All I know is that I was mildly attracted to her.
She was enchanting.
Absolutely.
Dare I say.
When did you marry him?
It takes an awfully long time.
Remember in, Something About Mary when Harlan, what's his name?
Harlan Williams.
Harlan Williams.
7 minute abs?
Yeah. Yeah, he's talking about 7 minute abs, and then Ben Stiller says something about 6 minute abs, and he like starts like twitching and like turning his head.
That's like
what she did when they asked when they got married.
Yeah, no, he does it too. In a later clip, he does this.
Oh, it's their thing.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure out what she was thinking at this point, though. That's what was really strange. Like,
yeah, she was just kind of...
It took literally like 20 seconds for her to answer that question.
Right, and I don't know, though, because she seems pretty competent and not so weird in a lot of the other clips.
Really?
Yeah, I thought so.
I didn't get that at all.
She was witty.
The first time I was like kind of weirded out, and then I liked her, and now I'm just like totally on board.
You're on board.
Oh, yeah, I've had worse.
Like that twitch they do, and it's like the face-off thing with John Travolta did with his wife when he went like that, and she knew it was him. Mm-hmm. That was like their little thing they did.
Spoiler alert. Mm.
And then Nicolas Cage does it, and you're like, hold on, what? Wait, so Sean Archer is Caster Troy? Or wait, what happened?
Great movie.
Anyway, Deb, what were you saying?
I don't know. She's insane. Who would you like to play her? Scott?
I have... Jessica Lange or Diane Lane?
Hmm.
Diane Lane's a very good call. She does look like her.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica Lange is American Horror Story.
Yeah, she's...
Yeah, she plays a crazy person very well.
Yeah. And again, this isn't... We're not scraping the burrow. We can get Oscar winners here.
Yeah. When you use your imagination, do you always like...
It's
I can't afford it.
Here.
You're like, I want to go to Disneyland. You have a dream that you go to Disneyland, but you can't afford to get in. Yeah,
fucking
so you go to Legoland?
Yeah. I'm going to say Melissa Leo.
Who's that?
From The Fighter. She was a mother in The Fighter.
Oh, right.
Like, that's her. And she's
got
that.
That's pretty good.
And she's got that, like, kind of, like, white trash vibe. But, like, I'm not sure if Deborah is, like, white trash or anything. I think she's just, like...
Perfect.
She's a crazy person. Mm.
I was thinking... I mean, she doesn't look that much like her, but I think she could really pull it off. Kathleen Bates. Kathy Bates, whatever the hell her name is.
Oh, Kathy Bates. Or no. Kathleen Turner.
Kathleen Turner, that's
okay,
it.
Serial mom. Okay.
Kathleen Turner.
Hmm.
She could pull it off, but she doesn't really look like her. I think Diane Lane looks probably the most like her. I think that's good.
Mm-hmm. Melissa Leo?
Just have her smoke like 3 packs a day and, you know, for prep.
When he got out, where did he go?
I'm in New York. He's in Galveston. He probably went to the bail bondsman's office first.
But she's awesome.
I know.
And
that's what I mean.
He probably went home. Do I know? Was I there? I wasn't there.
See, that's what I'm saying. They put that weird clip in the beginning, but when you hear that, she's pretty normal. Yeah. And I kind of like that. Anybody else think she's normal?
No.
Would you let her watch your pets? Scott, could she babysit your kid?
No.
No?
No.
Come on.
Really?
I'm back at work the next morning about 7:30. I get to my office. Usually on my phone, there may be one or two messages. I get my cup of coffee. I sit down. My light's blinking. 21 messages.
Now, what police officer can't, like, you can't get a hold of him and he just doesn't answer 21 messages?
Like, this guy's excited for, like, the survey from, like, Time Warner Cable.
This is also 2001, so, like, he could have a cell phone.
And he had a pager that read 911.
I like that, though.
Yeah. For 21 messages. I mean, even if it was a psycho ex-girlfriend that called you over and over and over again, that's a considerable amount of time that has passed to leave 21 messages.
Who left the messages? I'm drawing a blank here. I forgot.
I think reporters, I believe. Well, we can...
Either that or lens crafters, right?
It might have been.
Yeah.
Might have been Ogden's Family Opticals.
That's when the information about who Robert Durst really was started coming into play.
Good call on Swanson or whatever that guy's name is.
Yeah, it's him.
Nick Offerman. That's good.
We get this tip that a Bob Durst has been arrested.
Okay, so it's the New York Times guy.
That's him.
Who's enjoying this way too much? Everybody's enjoying this a lot.
Oh, it's,
by the way.
Yeah.
That cop, the cowboy cop, everybody really.
What's not to like? There's craft service, red vines, pretzel sticks, Diet Cokes.
Do you like red vines or Twizzlers?
I like nibs myself. Nibs are Twizzlers that are
cut. Get the out of here.
I'm more of a red vine guy now, but I was a Twizzler kid.
Jesus Christ.
I've grown into.
How did you answer that question wrong twice? Scott, what do you like?
I'll take either or, as long as it's not black licorice.
Jesus Christ, right. Guys. No, the answer was Twizzlers. Twizzlers are much better than red vines. Red vines are terrible, but I heard West Coast people like red vines more.
I like the pull and peel Twizzlers. Like those.
Jesus Christ. I don't even know you anymore, man.
Really? Did the pull and peels? You're outside of your mind.
Scott, pull and peels?
They're good. They are good.
Too much work. What do you know?
No, you don't have to pull and peel. It's like a
you just bite into
it's
it.
It's like a string
the
cheese.
Name.
Like, do you actually go like that with string cheese and eat it, or you just bite it like a man?
You know I'm lactose intolerant.
Good.
Motherfucker.
I'm glad. God does answer prayers.
Below the belt.
All right. Where were we?
People were finding out who Robert Durst was.
So now we're going to meet Jeanine Pirro, who is the former DA in Westchester County, the prosecutor.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you have play her?
I had Sherry O'Terry. Give her an opportunity to, you know, flex those serious acting skills.
Yeah. That's pretty good. I like that. Kevin, you got anybody?
I'm going to go Marissa Tomei.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah, have her eat a couple of cheesesteaks.
That's good. Douglas Durst, who is...
Fredo Durst. Dare I say.
That's good.
Speaking of Fredo Durst, I wonder if Fred Durst is related to this guy.
I think he is.
It is him.
Yeah. He's going to show up in episode 5.
He's not even related to him, it's just him. Yeah. Robert Durst throws on a red Yankee hat.
But Bob Doug. Poor Doug, man.
So who would you have play this guy here, Douglas Durst?
I'm going to say Mario Cuomo, even though he just passed away.
I'm surprised you guys didn't get this, but I have John Lovitz.
That's who I have.
John Lovitz. Yeah.
Exactly.
Or maybe a little Paul Giamatti.
That's pretty good,
too. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Pig vomit from...
Rosie O'Donnell after doing coke for, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah. Or maybe one of the Steinbrenner sons.
Yeah. He looks miserable. All
right. Yeah, right, for a billionaire, he's just like, oh, boy. I got to talk about my shitty brother.
Oh, jeez.
How many office buildings does the Durst organization currently own?
9.
Slumlord.
He seems very happy about all those.
Yeah, right.
Like, so, John Lovitz.
Definitely.
Yeah. That's the right call there. He's losing his mind, and I'm reaping all the benefits.
Yeah,
the little curtain closes over him. That's how he should end that interview. All right, let's keep moving. Robert Durst takes a good mugshot.
Yeah. I mean, what does he have to worry about?
All right. Now,
you see this or hear this, please come
home. This is Robert Durst's lawyer, Michael Kennedy.
No relation.
To?
George Kennedy. Although.
Who is?
George Kennedy. Come on. What is this, amateur hour?
Who's George Kennedy?
He was in Airport 76. He was in the Naked Gun trilogy. All right.
Scott, you have any idea what he's talking about?
Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about.
He's the other white guy in Naked Gun, the fat guy?
Yeah.
Who looks nothing like this guy?
Looks nothing like him.
Okay.
I got Ed Begley Jr.
Oh, big time.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I was thinking a much older Ken Jennings, the guy from Jeopardy, who won Jeopardy a bunch.
Hmm.
It's a good one.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you guys ever done this? Cut your own hair.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin did it on the way over here.
I did. I was in a rush. I was gonna go to Supercuts.
While driving.
Supercuts.
And he was on a motorcycle, yeah. Which is amazing.
I've been blackballed, actually, from Supercuts.
I used to cut my hair all the time.
Really?
Yeah, I was good at it. I'm a trained barber.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do you get it cut now?
At a salon.
Yeah. Really?
Yep.
You should sue that
because it's longer.
Yeah.
A private investigator told a Galveston newspaper that Durst has used false names in the past. He had disguised himself as a woman. His alias, Dorothy Siner, is even listed on the FBI's 10 most wanted list.
Dorothy Siner was somebody he went to Scarsdale High School.
Okay, Dorothy Siner.
Where's she now? And why wouldn't she do an interview?
She's probably, that's a good question.
She's probably at like...
I mean, it is only episode one. Hopefully she will show up.
Maybe she will.
Blow the lid off this case.
So this isn't the last we've heard of Dorothy L. Siner.
I'm not sure.
Dorothy Siner.
She's probably... I bet she splits time between like...
Boca?
Yeah. I was going to say like Pompano Beach and Scarsdale, New York.
Yeah, she was from Scarsdale, so she was probably down in Florida too. Anyway. Moving on.
The Bluebird special at Longhorn and Pompano Beach.
Is what she's doing right now?
Yeah.
She's eating breakfast at 11 o'clock at night.
She's probably a subpar golfer. You know, a couple grandkids. Loves bingo. I don't know.
You are obsessed.
Judge Judy.
Golden Girls?
Yeah.
So we got nobody for Dorothy Siner's picture, just to take one picture?
Hmm.
I'm gonna say Joe Beth Williams.
Get I don't know who that is. Go who out. Are these people? You can pick anybody. They're personal
friends.
You're like,
okay.
They're affordable.
We are kind of on a tight budget here. Lifetime.
Yeah. Lifetime's good.
Yeah.
He's not crazy. He's diabolical.
I just like that quote.
Soundbite.
Anybody else?
Of the year.
Yeah.
And he drives around with a map and a handgun.
Isn't diabolical a bit crazy, though?
Diabolical is like I would think that's kind of a
compliment. Evil mastermind. Yeah, compliment.
Yeah.
58-year-old Robert Durst was arrested here at Wegmans grocery store in Hanover Township after allegedly trying to steal a hoagie.
A hoagie.
Diabolical.
It's true. It wasn't a grinder. It wasn't a sub. It was a hoagie.
That's just diabolical. Let's see if there's any more to this story.
I think we were kind of in the same boat as everybody else that had any knowledge of this case whatsoever. How in the hell could he have been that stupid?
By the way, do you think he didn't look suspicious at all? They're like that alien who's
yeah.
wandering around?
the kid with Peoria, I think, stole a sandwich.
Wow.
Sorry.
No, I was impressed.
I took it out of those poor bastards.
Diabolical.
Team Bob.
Police searched his rental car outside and found two loaded guns, some marijuana, $38,000 in cash, and an ID for one Morris Black.
Oh, shit.
So $37,000 in his car and $500 in his pocket, steals the sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Diabolical?
He likes to live dangerously.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, when I was in college, there was a kid I knew who got arrested for stealing. He sold acid. So he was stealing a box of sugar cubes, which is what, $1 or $2?
Oh, man.
And he had $500 in his pocket, and that's what he stole. And you know what's really crazy? It was a Wegmans that he got arrested at from stealing with
just
the money,
like
which is just the same as Robert Durst.
Wow. Don't go. If you're a criminal, don't go to Wegmans, I guess.
Yeah, really.
Go to King Cullen. They'll never see it coming.
They got their shit on lock when it comes to the shoplifters.
Yeah, right? I mean, they got those very advanced security cameras from the looks of it.
Yeah, really. So now we get the first good look at him being bald. Who do you got playing this bald Bobby Durst, Robert Durst?
I'm going to go with, who's the guy who killed his wife?
Everybody.
Robert Blake. I have that written down, too.
I mean, it's like perfect. I mean, it's diabolical.
I also think French Stewart could...
bring him back.
That's pretty
Where's
good.
Where's he been?
Yeah.
I think America needs a little bit of French Stewart in them.
That's pretty good. I was thinking...
Malkovich?
Malkovich is pretty good. I was thinking Jim Norton.
I was thinking the
Bald
same thing.
Jim Norton.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good
or,
there.
Or the guy from the Six Flags commercials.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Bam, 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 bam. Exactly. Uncle Junior.
Yeah.
Is Carrado. That his name?
No, but Uncle Junior from Sopranos looked like him also.
Never watched The Sopranos.
Oh.
You take his nibs, get the yeah. fuck out of here.
Take your pulling pills and hit the bricks.
I actually think Sopranos is overrated a little bit myself. I like The Wire more, Breaking Bad more. Sopranos got kind of boring at the end.
That's debatable.
What's happening? And Carmella surviving. All right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Did you speak to him while he was in jail?
Sure.
Did you call him?
It doesn't work that way.
Okay.
She's got idiot. Some,
yeah,
she's got, sassy.
She's got I love some her. Sass. She's probably crazy in
some
bed.
Pizzazz. Yeah. Like like a knife, like cutting, it's crazy.
Or not that into it, and just like is smoking a cigarette, and she's like, "Are you done yet?"
I can see that too. Like just
I hate it when they do that.
I actually did try to look up modern photos of her though.
Really?
Yeah.
There's not much out there.
Oh.
She's flying low under the radar.
Again,
I mean,
dude,
a couple of them.
It's only episode one, man.
True.
You know, you don't know what happened to her.
She may be Robert Durst. We don't know.
With a wig.
Diabolical.
Thank you for listening to the Jinx Podcast.
Diabolical.
Be sure to subscribe and tell your friends.
Diabolical.